Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. A rather suspicious group of Chinese men tried to pass themselves off as mere tourists renting a vacation home in Fort Pierce, Florida, bound for the Bahamas. In reality, they rented a command center for what federal agents are calling one of the most sophisticated drug and human trafficking operations ever intercepted on American soil. And they coordinated the entire international smuggling mission using the same Airbnb platform your family uses to book weekend getaways. Stick with me to the very end of this video because what happened next reads like something from a Tom Clancy novel, except it's real and it's happening in your backyard. On August 30th, federal agents made a discovery that would turn out to be one of the most sophisticated and extensive crime rings in the entire world. A group of Chinese criminals had rented an Airbnb in Fort Pierce, Florida, not for vacation, but to coordinate an international smuggling operation. When the sun rose at 5:30 a.m. that morning, federal surveillance teams watched two boats leave Fort Pierce Inlet bound for the Bahamas. But intelligence suggested something much bigger was happening. What they discovered was a meticulously planned operation involving three boats, counter-surveillance teams positioned on beaches, and 38 people attempting to smuggle 370 pounds of cocaine and 30 Chinese nationals, including two children, into the United States from the Bahamas. And what's so key to get here is the sophistication of this operation. The criminal network deployed three separate boats ranging from 33 feet to 42 feet as part of a multi-layered redundancy system designed to ensure mission success even if some components failed. But the maritime element was only part of the operation. On land, the criminals had positioned counter-surveillance teams actively patrolling both North and South Beach areas near Fort Pierce Inlet, creating a security perimeter to monitor law enforcement activity and provide real-time intelligence to the vessels. When authorities moved to intercept the boats, two vessels immediately complied while the third attempted to flee, a pre-planned contingency that demonstrates that the criminals had prepared for multiple scenarios and assigned specific roles to each boat. Now, while all perpetrators were indeed intercepted and arrested, nevertheless, all of this suggests that this wasn't a desperate smuggling attempt. It was a professionally coordinated operation with backup plans, diversified assets, international coordination between China, the Bahamas, and nefarious actors from inside the United States, and a command structure sophisticated enough to integrate Airbnb rental planning, multi-vessel logistics, and ground-based surveillance operations into a single criminal enterprise. Now, why this is so important is that this Fort Pierce operation exposes a fundamental shift in how criminal organizations are adapting to American border security measures. So as President Trump's policies have driven Southwest border encounters to historic lows, with Border Patrol apprehensions dropping 93% in April as compared to the previous year, criminal networks have not surrendered. They're now intent on finding new routes into our nation and its lucrative markets. Homeland Security agents note that there are only three ways to smuggle: land, sea, and air. And with land routes being more restrictive at this point, basically shut down, sea and air are the only ways to go. And the data confirms this disturbing reality. While drug seizures at the southern land border have dropped astronomically to all-time lows, there's been a concomitantly massive spike in air and marine seizures. Now, the Bahamas has become the new staging area for these operations, and that's largely because the Bahamas have significantly relaxed a lot of their immigration, and so people are going there as a kind of launching point to get here into the United States. So in this case, Chinese nationals are flying to the Bahamas legally, then paying criminal organizations upwards of $30,000 per person to smuggle them illegally into Florida by boat. And so this operation reveals something even more troubling: the emergence of sophisticated Chinese criminal networks operating with apparent impunity across Southeast Asia and now directly targeting American shores. But first, gang, I do want to tell you about something that's been an absolute game changer for my research process. Did you know that most methylene blue being sold online is the same grade used in fish tanks? I kid you not. Watch out for these low-quality bottles that are untested for heavy metals and made overseas. Instead, you can trust the wellness company's Recharge, a doctor-formulated supplement combining powdered methylene blue with NAD Plus and PQQ. This methylene blue is USP grade, ensuring top-tier purity for maximum safety and effectiveness. In other words, it ain't the sketchy stuff you're going to find on Amazon. Recharge is formulated with research-backed ingredients to optimize brain function and cellular repair while supporting clean, lasting energy. Tap into cognitive and metabolic support that helps you stay energized, focused, and resilient all day long. Choose a trusted formula made for your body, not for fish tanks. Feel the difference with enhanced mental clarity, sustained energy, sharper focus, and protection against cognitive decline. And no, it will not turn your tongue blue. Head on over to twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off. According to the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, Chinese criminal networks operate industrial-scale scam centers across Southeast Asia that steal tens of billions of dollars annually from people all around the world. It's a massive criminal enterprise that rivals the global drug trade in scale and sophistication. So these aren't isolated criminal groups. The commission's research reveals that Chinese criminals behind these operations have built ties, some overt, some deniable, to the Chinese government. And they've done so by embracing patriotic rhetoric, supporting China's Belt and Road Initiative, and promoting pro-Beijing propaganda overseas. And so the result is that these Chinese crime syndicates have expanded all across Southeast Asia with, at a minimum, implicit backing from elements of the CCP. And one of the major cash cows for these Chinese crime syndicates is human trafficking. Now remember, these Chinese nationals who arrest in Florida, they were paying between $30,000 to $35,000 each to be smuggled into the United States. Now, if you get your calculator, that means this criminal organization generated approximately $900,000 to just over $1 million from this human smuggling component of this single operation. That's not even counting the 370 pounds of cocaine that they were trying to smuggle in. So we're talking tens of millions of dollars here in this one operation. And as I understand it, the way it works is that these Chinese criminal networks use like, for example, the two children and the 30 Chinese nationals, they use them as human shields. In other words, by mixing families of children into drug smuggling operations, the criminals create moral and legal complications for law enforcement while maximizing their revenue streams. So bottom line, this Fort Pierce case represents far more than a successful drug bust. It's actually a window into America's evolving national security challenges. As traditional border security measures become more effective, criminal organizations are adapting with increasing sophistication. They're using our own technology platforms, exploiting international travel regulations, and coordinating complex operations that span multiple countries and jurisdictions. The fact that these criminals could rent an Airbnb, coordinate with overseas partners, deploy multiple vessels with backup plans, and maintain counter-surveillance operations on American beaches demonstrates a level of organization and resources that rivals legitimate businesses. They aren't desperate individuals making rash decisions here. They're professional criminals operating an international enterprise with serious money behind it. Now, that's one of the fundamental reasons why President Trump has deployed U.S. military operations in the Caribbean. It's the largest U.S. military buildup there in decades. Now that we've secured the land border, it's time to secure the air and sea borders as well. And what we're seeing here is that when law enforcement agencies coordinate effectively with military operations, as they did in this one, even the most sophisticated criminal operations are absolutely no match. The message to criminal operations in this bust is absolutely clear. Whether you're operating on land, sea, or in the air, American law enforcement is watching and ready to respond. The Fort Pierce bust proves this isn't just about border security anymore. It's about protecting the homeland from sophisticated international criminal networks that have declared war on American communities. And as Fort Pierce demonstrates, they're already here. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.